Blog Talk Radio.
Part of you, I can come and you'll understand, not even when
I keep a view. I can be doing so honestly. I can't even run any games. I can hear a million angels singing in my ears when I say your name.
Yeah. everything between us is good. I'm riding this cloud, baby, ready to fly, but before I take another step, would you catch me if I fall for you? I'm so used to standing, so used to being on my own. But this thing is new, babe. It feels like I'm losing control. I'll take another step if you catch me when I fall for you.
Evening, everybody. I'm your host, La Perla Negra. This is the Love Zone. I'm joined tonight by my sexy, sultry voice diva, Miss VIP. How you doing, diva?
Diva, I am wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. Trying to chill and jam at the same time. You know how I do.
Yes, I do.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got my Raw Links on, Diva. What about you? You got yours on?
Hey, all the time. I got my poet one on. I love it.
Oh, sookie, yeah. It's very, very rare that I take that one off. I love that one. I got to get a hold of that new one with the microphone going on it, though. Man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm ready for that, too.
Yeah. Of course. Ladies and gentlemen, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And please, press that 1 and participate. We love you, too. Before we get started, I have to send out a shout-out to our illustrious CEO, retiree. I love saying that. And a very good friend of mine. He is the CEO of Epiphany Radio and Raw Links, LLC.
Mm-hmm.
Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Mm-hmm. Y'all get on over there and get you some Raw Links. You can find them on Amazon and Facebook at Raw Links. Be raw. Ew, Diva, let's talk about this topic. Man, and ladies and gentlemen, everyone, I cannot take credit for this topic. This is all my Diva doing. I just...
Now, wait a minute. Y'all know my name is Shaggy. Come on now. It wasn't me.
I want to ask you the question first. What do you do? Ooh. How do you handle the relationship when your partner has an extremely higher sex drive than you? How do you deal with that?
Okay, so I'm probably going to incriminate myself. Probably. However, I would love it. I would try to handle it very well.
Mm-hmm.
Because I too have one, but if someone's was higher than mine, I damn sure try to keep up.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you can appreciate the higher sex drive.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I was in a little bit of that situation before, and it was like a. Everybody hears of red hot passion, but this one was white hot, and you know what it did? It came together and bam, and bushed in and like just. Jumped into white and blurred everything out, and then it faded away. So, see, that was white hot.
It's I'm like trying to understand.
And
I'm trying to keep up.
I just say it was very passionate, but very lustful, very carnal. And, I know everybody has a carnal side, but when someone is just wanting it constantly or in my case, every weekend, in my case at that time, it just seemed a bit much. Okay. And then all through the week, it was phone calls. It was stuff. That's what I'm saying. It was a lot. But, my sign is passionate already, so it is what it is. So that's it. So,
Dean,
what about you, though?
Ooh, child.
Could you
All
keep
right,
up?
Well, I'm going to tell you.
Could you keep up?
I am the one with the high drive. I dealt with a guy when I was in my teens who had an extremely high drive. It kind of like matched mine. And we would just, as they say, fuck like rabbits. It was crazy. And I appreciated it because, honestly, I haven't had a partner like that since him. I've adapted to the ones that I've been with since then. Their drive wasn't bad, but it wasn't high like mine. I always my hot ass. So I miss it.
Yeah,
I miss it. I do miss it. Now, if I was to get into a relationship like that again, I don't think it would be a problem. It wouldn't be an issue for me. It really wouldn't, unless I'm just uncomfortable with his size or something. But other than that, man, look, bring it on. The only issue that I did have with him was he had a little insecurity because I matched his drive. He was so afraid of somebody just looking at me or getting my attention or, you know, just saying anything to me because he knew that I stayed hot. And it wasn't that I couldn't be satisfied. It was just I could go and he could go.
Right.
And he just, I don't know, he didn't want nobody else to get a hold of me, you know. And we actually worked at the same place. I was doing home health care at that time and also working in a nursing home, and we both got that job together. And it was a lot of people around us all the time. The families would come and see, and then we had the doctors there and the nurses there, the nurses' aides. And it was just an issue if he couldn't find me in the building somewhere, you know. Yeah. Because it's just like
Obsessive.
Little? Girl, please. And I was Mama Too Tight back then. I had a little teeny shape and everything. You know. And I knew I was cute. And I've always been kind of a flirt. Just in a playful way, not disrespectful, but, you know. But he didn't care too much for that side of me, even though that side of me is what got his damn attention in the first place. But other than that, man, I'm telling you, look, you know it's been a minute, right? So.
I'm coming for my minute. Lord have mercy.
I have spoken to women that, believe it or not, I know some women that don't even like sex at all.
What?
They find it repulsive. Mm-hmm.
Aliens or something.
They must be. But then, actually, one of my sisters, she, even though she has three children from her former marriage, she never did like that. It was like a task for her. It was a big deal for her. I know some women that are like me. And then I know some women that just have a basic drive. It's like if they get it, they get it. If they don't, they don't, you know. Now, someone such as myself, I have conditioned myself to be without it for a minute because I'm just on I'm on something else.
Right.
You know, I ain't going to go too much longer without it, but I have, you know, I decided to chill for a minute. For many different reasons,
but see, Diva, you're good. See, I'm the type that I'm not used to being without. Now I'm not I'm not promiscuous or anything. I'm always a one man woman. However, I just don't like being without. But I have been, let's just say, forced into that position. So, Lord have mercy. So it's been a minute. Oh, boy. So, you know, up and moving and, you know, things like that and not knowing anyone down here yet. It's kind of, so, yeah. So it's been a minute. But I don't intend to stay deficient either. I'm not staying that way.
Okay. Okay. But you know what? I'm kind of a little bit, I guess a little scared because I have such a high libido that I don't want to scare the guy off. So, because I'm greedy. And it can get sometimes it can get to the point with me that I'll be like, let's go again.
I know, right? Hey.
And a lot of times I won't even say anything. You know what? I had a relationship with a guy and I like to do it so much that he was like, don't touch it no more. Get away. Leave it alone. I'm like, come on. Girl, when I got started, it was crazy. He was like, look, just leave it alone. And I'm talking all day sessions. That's how how bad it was with me. Yeah, it was crazy. I could go all day. Child, please.
I like that.
Like a fresh that's spring.
Oh, my Lord. Girl,
it's
funny.
It is terrible. But we got a few callers up in here. I think we need to get to these callers because I see the studio is loading up some, which is a good thing. And how about we open up this first mic? You want to do poetry now, our pieces now, or you want to wait until later?
Well, I think I'm going to go past the 10 o'clock hour.
All right, well, I'll tell you what. I'll do mine now then. How about that? And then,
okay.
All
right, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This is a very short piece, but it's still a piece nonetheless. This is called No Doubt. Our love for each other is pure. Always has been. But he has an extreme for love making. And he touches me in ways that create fantasies for my fantasies, and I love it, crave it even. Now, we aren't perfect, but he is good to me. So there's times I've wondered, am I actually enough? And if so, can I continue to be enough for him? I asked him once why he loves me like he does and how is it he can continuously make such passionate love to me. The answer he gave left no room for doubt because he said it's simple. The art is the child of the artist and he knows that my heart was created for him. That every part of me is his canvas, not just my body, but my mind, my spirit, my soul. That near or far, our energies dance perfectly in sync. And to put my fear to rest, because every time he touches me, it allows him to create. And that's that piece.
Oh, come on, Diva. You know that last line just gave me life right there. Okay. That's that last line. It's that last line. That's what's up. That was dope.
Thank you.
Yes, yes.
All right.
Well, Diva, I'm ready. You ready? I'm ready.
Well, I'm going to open up this
all
first
right.
microphone to King Atterbury.
Hello,
hey,
ladies. How
you
doing tonight?
Welcome to the Love Zone. How you doing tonight?
I'm cool. You know what I mean? Just had a long journey today, but I'm cool.
All right. That's good. That's what's up. It be like that sometimes, you know, but you made it through, obviously, because you're still here.
Yeah, no doubt. I was able to rest myself a little bit, you know. You know how them long drives be sometimes, you know what I mean?
Man, let me tell you something. I hate long-distance driving. Not that I won't do it, because I've done it several times, but I really, really, I do not like doing it. And I think it's because I've done it by myself. If I had a partner riding, you know, shotgun or something, I could run my mouth and talk, but you can... I've listened to the music and I've talked to myself, but still it's not like having a body next to you, you know what I mean, to take them travels with you. So,
yeah.
I think, you know.
It was all good. It was all good, you know what I mean?
Well, That's what's up. Now, let me ask you the question of the evening. How do you handle a relationship when your partner has an extremely higher sex drive than you?
If her drive is higher than mine, I start doing some jumping jacks, push-ups, running in place and everything like that. I mean, no, I'm just fucking around. Yo, I go all in, you know what I mean? Word. I just transform myself into something that she don't know.
Okay.
So,
I said, does that mean he turns into Lord Atterbury?
Oh, yeah, what do you transform into?
Be careful, Ms. VIP. Lord, everybody might take a shot.
Oh, Lord. Well, this is the Love Zone. We don't pull no punches on me, by all means. You can reveal it.
Lord Hammer.
It's just between us.
Oh my goodness. That's only because of one of his pieces. He mentioned he could be Lord Atterbury. I was cracking up.
I know. I understand.
Either King or JW. But you know.
Tell me what
I just
tell
let
me
things
something.
Manifest. What's up?
Okay. Well, tell me something, King. Part of your personality is the most dangerous one when it comes to that romping around in the bedroom?
Lord.
Okay.
You know the spelling is different.
Huh?
I said, you know the last name is spelled differently, too.
I ain't even going to get into all that. I'm tired already. Okay, we're going to get into this peach. Because I know you brought something delicious for us to listen to tonight. So whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right. This piece is titled Sentence Before We Finish. Touch, feel, express within the lust. Intimacy, no clock around the time while we fuck. Octopus with no conscience, move about with motion. Execute true devotion, no calm for our ocean. Activation, masquerading, full moon energy on deck. Silence on the lip performance, perspiring as your girl sweat. Legs cross around my waist as I stand tall holding weight. No pressure, we face to face. Dominance as your levee break. Chest to breast as you grip my neck harder with both hands. Up and down as your neck rock back and forth baby, I'll be dead. Minutes are passing by, almost on a half an hour. I'm still increased with power, your body becoming winter flowers. Softly your voice speaks to me as you lower yourself under me. Eyes becoming half closed as I notice depleted energy. We still here in this atmosphere where we share one another's air, kissing your tears as you pour your essence out of this here, still inside of your high as I turn you on your side. I only slightly arrived. There's more to me inside of your hive. Now as I release to please your peace and do whatever you ask, my mouth engulfed with your nipples as my hands caress your ass, flash and bash toward the hall and send you me against them walls. As your wetness attached to my balls, it's all the Lord's call, resting and relaxing after what just happened. In my arms, your head start napping. I love you, baby. Beautiful passion. King.
Wait a minute. Pineapples. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Jeez. Mm-hmm. Oh, I see how Lord Atterbury does now. Oh, okay.
See?
Okay. Yeah, he came in here and just raw, though. You wait a minute.
Like,
you said, wait a minute. You said kissing your tears. What was that line?
Kissing your tears as you pour your essence out of this here.
Damn. That's the line for me right there.
Jeez.
We still in here. Yep. And we still in this atmosphere as we share one another's air.
Let me just say, it's getting hot in here. Let's put it this way. I'm by myself. Oh wow, that was deep.
Thank you, dope though.
Him. After you said the expletive, I was like, wait a minute, did he just say whatever thought he said? I was like,
straight up. You know, there are certain lines in pieces. Sometimes it's the tone in the voice. Sometimes it's the whole piece itself. But then there are those specific lines that make a girl sit straight up. I mean, arch the back. Like, wait a minute. I ain't clutching no pearls, but I'm grabbing my ankle trying to keep my balance so I don't fall over. Like, okay. Play with my hair a little bit.
Just always remember what the Lord say. No pressure. We face to face.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Okay. Now. that was an awesome piece, though. It really was. We appreciate you. But before we let you go, you got to tell everybody what you got going on in the world. I'm going to say the world of poetry because you part of Epiphany family. But see, you got some other things going on in another part of the poetry universe. So let us know what's happening.
In the Epiphany Universe at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, every Monday night, we have the King and Queen's Quarters with myself, King Atterbury, not Lord Atterbury, King Atterbury, and also Queen Simmons. And also on Tuesdays or Thursdays, we have at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, the Poetry Corner, where you can check us out on YouTube, Facebook Live, with me and Queen Simmons. King Atterbury, not Lord Atterbury, but he might show up sometimes. But, yeah, we out there.
I hear that. That's what's up. Thank you very much for that. All right. I don't know if I should. I think I'm going to address you as my Lord tonight. And I'm going to thank you over there.
Be careful, La Perla Negra. Philly ain't too far from Cape May.
Oh Lord, don't scare me off. Don't scare me off. I'm only talking here. Oh, don't scare me off. Lord.
I just came from Cherry Hill today, so
uh-oh.
I can't drive.
Oh, my Lord. You came from Bougie Town, too. Lord have mercy. All right, I'm going to send you over there in the Love Lounge with our mixologist, Kalinda. Lord, behave, okay? Because,
hey,
you know, her man
I'm
is
cool,
up in here.
I'm cool, not me. I'm not bipolar, but I'm cool.
All right. I'm going over there to get back, put your feet up, take your socks off. Baby, one love,
baby,
one mic.
Baby, one love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Diva.
Look. You get what you asked for. I got to watch myself, Lord.
I was going to say, I might as well get my water. Let me get my ice water ready.
Girl, it ain't getting no better. It's about to get even worse because, you know, we got trouble getting ready coming here on this next microphone. We're going from Lord Atterbury to Poetic. Hey, Poetic, welcome to the Love Zone. How you doing tonight?
Hey, Miss VIP, La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Ben.
I'm doing good. Man, y'all got this steamy topic tonight. Lord, have mercy.
It wasn't me. I'm trying to say, I'm Shaggy tonight. It wasn't me.
Now, you know.
All I did was VIP.
Miss VIP, you trying to turn up the heat? Don't have to be like Teddy Pendergrass. Turn them off. Just turn them off.
Oh, my.
Make you throw your drawers on the
I know. Throw your bra and drawers on the stage, all kinds of stupid mess. Huh? Lord.
Yeah. Very, very interesting topic tonight, though. And your piece.
My name is Shaggy Van. Like
Shaggy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah,
I'm trying to tell you. All right.
But it was definitely you. Dun, 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 dun.
It wasn't me.
Definitely was you. Dun, 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 dun.
I'm trying to tell you, it wasn't me. It wasn't me. It wasn't me.
Now, look. Normally, I will admit to the steamy topics, but I can't take credit for this. This was all my diva. Okay.
I got it.
Mm-hmm. But what do you think about this topic tonight? Do you really want to ask him the question?
Sure, why not? Poetic.
Yes,
how do
ma'am.
You handle it? How do you handle it when your partner has a higher sex drive than you?
I don't know because it's never happened yet.
All right now.
I mean, you know, I must say this. One of the reasons I got married was so that I can have it at any time. And,
okay.
My sex drive is pretty high. I mean, it's really high. You know, but I understand, you know, ladies need like a cool down period. You know, y'all need a break. I get that.
Really?
But,
okay.
You know, I've only met women who, on some instances, have had a sex drive very close to mine, but not necessarily higher. So I can't say that I would. I mean, I guess I'd be like King. I mean, if it was to ever happen, I'm doing some extra push-ups, some extra jumping jacks, because, yeah, my stamina got to be right. I mean, it's got to be right, you know?
Okay.
That's true.
That was going to be my next question. Had you encountered that? That's what y'all – okay, so that's what y'all do to get your stamina up. Y'all do some exercising.
Yeah. Stamina is very important. I mean – you know, you want to be able to go the distance.
Right.
Problem I have is usually the woman taps out before I tap out. Yeah, so, but yeah, but stamina is definitely important. I mean, you don't want a man to be trying to make love to you and then he tired after the first 2 minutes. What? Man, what's wrong with you? Did you not know you was getting ready for a session? You should have been doing a marathon workout or something.
I tell you, Lord have mercy. It ain't no fun. I can testify.
Take your vitamins. Be like Hulk Hogan say, I'm going to take my vitamins. I'm going to say my prayers. I'm going to eat my Wheaties. You got to do it.
Yeah. I want to ask you another question. How much do you think would be too much with her?
I never think that there's a too much. I will never think
that. I'm with you there, Poetic.
One thing about Aries is we never think the same. We ready. You ready? We ready. Like Janet Jackson say, anytime, any place. Hey, I'm game if you game. We're going to jail together.
All right now.
Okay. That's what's up.
Get that ticket. Look, get that ticket. You pay half and I pay half.
All right now.
Okay, all right. Thank you for that. All right. Now, we want to know, what did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight? Because I know you brought something.
Absolutely. I bought a piece that I just wrote for this show called Whose is Higher?
The mic is yours.
Thank you. Like a turbo boost of high octane with dripping thoughts down my membrane, I imagine finding my twin flame that would crave my name, just like I crave the sexual intimacy with her, and we create an energy so sexy. Because she loves making love to me more than I was she. And that shit turns me on. My pheromone scent she would adorn. Daily in anticipation, she could make me come over and over again. Then she would come over and over again. She'd say, Daddy, I'm ready for another round. Just say when. So I'd softly utter into her eardrum, when. Like a kid in the candy store, her eyes would light up. Her excitement would turn me on, and yep, just like that, ties her hair in a ponytail and says, I got you, baby. As she would put in the work to make me rock hard and make me her holy grail. As her appetite for sex is definitely higher than mine, but our sex would make anyone want to make love again and again. She wants it more than me, and that's when I suggest, oh, today is your day to crave the taste of me. Because every day I crave the taste of you, and we get so aroused and turned on by the mere sight of each other, it's no wonder. We can never tell whose sex drive is higher than the other. But know this, she can get this dick whenever she is ready. Whenever, wherever, whatever. Poem.
God damn. Well, damn.
Your fault. God, Diva, you say what you got to say. Lord.
Well, first of all, I'm an Aries, so I already know how it is. And I really loved that piece. There were a couple of parts where I had to raise my eyebrow on you, but I ain't no lie. There's no lies detected, so I'm good. Dope piece, man. Dope piece.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
She can get this dick any wherever.
Hello. Okay. So I kind of got stuck. Shush.
Ooh, got me grabbing the wrong bottle of pills. Lord have mercy. I got to take my That was really, really hot. That, I'm
so glad I had my ice water beside me. Thank you.
Yeah, I need my fan. I got the fan myself. I ain't flashing, but I'm, Lord have mercy on my soul.
Uh-huh.
Okay. As they say, oh, my soul. Oh, Lord. Now, we're going to ask you for, huh?
I said, the pleasure is all mine. This is what happens when y'all come with these kind of topics. You can't bring a topic talking about sex and not expect us to write in kind.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, well, the pleasure is ours tonight, Lord. We receive with the pleasure.
Hey, just like it was last night.
Yes. Child, please don't even get me started on last night. Oh, good God Almighty. But, before we let you go, we don't want the rundown just yet. We just want to know what you got going on in Epiphany Universe.
Oh, man. Ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow night, yes, tomorrow night is the Get Down with your host, Anonymity, and J-Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic. And, man, do we got something special lined up for y'all. Saturday night's going to be Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently, and I will have a topic for y'all tomorrow. And then Sunday night I'll be in the Inspiration Factory with your host, Divine Inspiration, a.k.a. Paul Sampson, and yours truly, Poetic. Ladies, back to you.
Thank you. Well, I don't know what kind of conversation y'all had, but she ain't pushing the red button tonight. She did push it a couple of times, but it wasn't like the... She used to hit it like the panic button. You used to whisper something good in her ear. Lord, because she is good and calm tonight.
Probably the word later.
Wait. She's texting me.
She's just trying to figure out which part she's going to say. Whatever.
No, she.
Whenever.
Oh.
Wherever.
Oh, she just texted me to let you know. It's in a French roll, and the curls are on the left side. Oh, my.
Oh, hello.
Okay. We met
up. Okay.
We.
Please don't forget. French, I can't think of it. Lord have mercy. All right, Poetic, I am going to send you over there to the Love Lounge.
Yeah, I'll be back.
Yes, we will bring you back in a little bit later. Thank you for that. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Lord have mercy on my soul. Diva, oh God, we just got them coming one right behind the other. Before we open up this next microphone, ladies and gentlemen, it is approximately 5 minutes before the 10 o'clock hour, so we're going to do a little station identification break real quick, and we'll be right back with you. Diva, can you handle that?
Sure enough.
I just took my socks off. I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off. At Epiphany Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. As you heard, this is Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. The dial-in number, if you should like to call in and participate, is 319-527-6300. And please, press that 1. We won't bite unless you want us. All right, I'm going to open up this next microphone. I believe this next caller is Kane Spade. Welcome to the Love Zone. How are you doing tonight?
Rakim of poetry.
Hey, I'm doing all right. What's going on, La Prola Negra, Miss VIP? I got a little show going here.
Hey, hey, thank you, thank you. Yes, thanks to my diva and this steamy topic. Man, got me a little worked up, I have to admit to y'all. Y'all know who I am. I'm not going to divulge too much information to y'all. I'm just, it's working for me. Let me say that. And I know it's about to even get worse up in here, hotter and steamier, because you, oh, Lord have mercy. I have to ask you the question of the evening. Are you ready, King Spade?
I'm ready.
How do you handle a relationship when your partner has an extremely higher sex drive than you?
How would I handle that? Let's see here. I say I would enjoy it. You know, quench her thirst. I say make good plans, work it on out. I wouldn't see a problem with it.
Okay. Have you ever been in a relationship like that before? Experienced a woman with a high drive, perhaps higher than yours?
Well, I don't know if she had a higher drive than mine, but it was up there. You know, at the time I was a younger guy, she was an older woman. You know, she was more experienced than I was. And, but I can still hang, though. I'm going to say that.
Okay. Okay. That's what's up.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Now, go ahead.
No, that was it.
Okay. Well, we want to know, what did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight? Because I know you brought something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had to dig up something for this show here. I think I might have spit this piece before. Name of this piece is called She Is My Fantasy.
The mic is yours.
When I see her, beauty, being pretty, can't describe. A walking enchantress is my best description. Just one blink of her eyes has me feeling effects of happiness. This is a different kind of high. If you would call this love, then I would only blame her. As she enters my presence, my dreams, my mind, no one else in this world exists as she walks towards me. The only sound I hear is my own heartbeat. Her bronze skin so radiant as if her complexion absorbed the rays of the rising sun. Thoughts of her has got my mind sprung. She's got me thinking, wondering, what is her personality? Is she a princess or is she a queen? As no little girls are allowed in my fantasies. A grown woman with morals, with mutual respect, emotions for me. When I kiss her, she feels me. As sparks ignite every time her heart beats. A true queen who would weather the storm around me. I accept her embrace. As all darkness fades, a woman plaguing my mind, my imagination, she is my fantasy. And that's always from DSR all damn day.
Could I hear that last line one more time, please?
Yeah, hold up, I had to go back. All right. I accept her embrace. As all darkness fades, a woman plaguing my mind, my imagination, she is my fantasy.
Plaguing your mind. No, plague. You know, when you say something's plaguing you, that means it won't let go. it's all over you, everywhere. Wow. And your mind, whew, that was nice. That was a very, very nice piece. Diva, what you think? Diva, you muted. Oh, I think my diva's having some technical difficulties. Well, that piece was dope. It was good. Y'all got me. Oh, Lord, have mercy. This is her fault I'm feeling the way I'm feeling right now. I should have known I was in trouble when I seen y'all names pop up on the switchboard, but it's all good. It's all good. Before I let you go, can you tell us what you got going on in the world of poetry?
Well, the world of poetry, DSR, is about to come off that siesta. Just make sure y'all check out our promotions when we out there on social media. And as always, DSR. All damn day.
All right. That's what's up. All right. Well, thank you for calling in and giving us that hot piece. I'm going to set you over there in the Love Lounge. You can go over there and get yourself a couple of drinks. Drinks are on the house. I have the mixologist working in there. She'll fix whatever drink you can come up with. All right. One love, one mic.
My love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Kane Spade, that hot piece. I'm going to tell y'all something. Until my diva can get back in here, I think I'm going to play a song for you guys while I try and cool down a little bit, because these canes that done came up in here have got me a little worked up. So let me give y'all this for a little bit.
Whatever it takes to make you feel good, baby.
Ooh, that is one of my favorite songs by Anita Baker. It just makes me. It didn't help none because I'm feeling some kind of way.
It's very mellow. It makes me sensual.
Girl, sensual. That's the key word right there. Now, Diva, I'm ready. And I know the callers are ready as well to hear your piece.
Mm-hmm.
You did give us your word. You were going to treat us. So whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right. Thank you. This piece is entitled, I Never Thought in a Million Years How Sex with Him Was So Damn Good. Sometimes it brought me to tears. I thought my sex drive was high, exceeded my expectations. His love and sent my spirit to the sky. Each kiss on my lips made me shiver. Kisses on my nether lips shattered me, made my whole body quiver. He said I was on his mind constantly. Maybe this is why I felt his energy. My body was always ready. He wanted it in the morning, called me when I got to work for a Anuna. Then when I got home, he had to have me. Once again at bedtime. Damn, I wish I would have met him sooner. My life may have been different. It's rare to have someone's libido stronger than mine, but trust and believe, I took total advantage of that time. But as all good things come to an end, I was dead. And I swear no one else has been able to bring me to that high. That kind of drive is dangerous. It made me do shit I normally wouldn't do. Don't get it twisted. I occasionally get flashbacks. My toy gets me through. But to have that twin sexual flame once again would be incredible. And I would have his last name because I wouldn't let him go. And I still possess a high sex drive. So whoever comes my way, better be live. That's that piece.
Diva. You, yeah, I just pulled my toy out. I ain't got no shame in my game. I'm ready for when this show is over. I got a date with Bob. I tell you, I'm in a mood. I can't help myself. I can't sit still. Y'all got me feeling some kind of way. This is your fault, Diva. This is your fault. I love that piece. Mm-hmm. I love that piece. Yo.
Thank you.
Lord have mercy on my soul. Ooh, that was hot. Sheesh. All right.
Thank you.
We got another caller in here. I'm going to bring in our Canadian connection. We got us a Lady A. Hey, Diva.
Hello,
welcome to the Love Zone. How you doing tonight?
Thanks. Actually, I've been sick for the last few days. I have COVID. Which
really
is.
Sorry.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah,
thank you. I hope it's a mild
crazy.
I know.
Oh, it's crazy.
I can hear
him.
Yeah,
it's
fine.
We can hear your voice. Poor baby. Mm. You up to doing a piece tonight? You didn't? Oh, man.
Yeah,
I think really
I,
see, this is love. This
I pop some drops in my mouth so I can refrain from coughing.
Oh, poor baby. So sorry.
Okay. Thank you. I'll be all
right. Absolutely.
Oh, wow.
So did you have any questions?
Yes. Diva, you want to ask her a question of the evening?
Absolutely. Canadian Diva, tonight we want to know, how do you handle a relationship when your partner has an extremely higher sex drive than you?
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. That's never happened. To be honest,
mm-hmm.
I've always been the one with the bigger, more desirable sex drive.
Okay. What's your sign?
Now, if I didn't, if I don't know what I would do, probably it would depend on, I'm going to say this about that. I think it would depend on how he treats me. If he treats me well, and is loving and all that goes along with that, I would be very willing to acquiesce. But if he doesn't treat me right, then oh well, too bad for him.
Okay. That's understandable.
All right.
I can
make sense.
That.
Absolutely.
Okay.
That makes a lot of sense.
Lady A, yeah. Well, what's your zodiac sign?
Leo.
Lord, I'm surrounded by fire signs. This is why my ass is hot. All this fire energy. You got these Aries and these Leos. And I can't get away from these fire signs with y'all. That's exactly what my children are, Leos and Aries. I can't get away from y'all.
I'm a Leo. My oldest girl is an Aries, and my two youngest girls are Leos.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's
insane.
All right. I love the fire in y'all. You know, it's a, you know, it's something different about the fire signs than the other signs. You guys have this unmatched loyalty and this drive in you. And you love extremely, extremely hard. And I'm a Pisces,
yep.
So I'm big on the love thing and the loyalty thing, something a lot of people don't understand about me. That's the one thing that I really, really do admire about you guys. So, but I'm not going to get into all that the sun, the moon, and the star shit. Y'all know I can go on forever, and I know that you don't feel good. I know you don't feel well, sweetie, so I'm not going to keep you too long. We do want to hear what you brought for us tonight, because I know you brought something delicious. So whenever you're ready.
Yep.
The mic
it's called
forward.
Memory Senses.
Right.
Under the moon, it's fullness bright. You brush my hair in the silvery light. Your voice rings sweetness in my ear. Resounds, I love you, from memories clear. Our lips remember their embrace. Your love I feel laying face to face. Your body skin to skin with mine. Under the moon, a delicate breeze. The scent of cologne is conjured with ease. It's then I feel your hands caress my back with knowing artful finesse. If I imagine long enough, I smell your musk, I feel your touch. You are here, for you I long. The rain begins to fall, to pour, dampen to my very core. Real life ruins my dreams of you. Broken, I'm dappled gray and blue. Memory remains alive with fire. Time nor space can quench my desire. I'm owned by you and you by me. End poem.
Oh, my God. That is so... That's romantic, it's sensual, the expression and the phrases and that last part, I'm owned by you and you by me. I love
no
to say that.
Wow.
That's beautiful.
You have me floating. You have me floating each and every time. I swear I'm that dog that goes up when you throw the biscuit in the air, you catch it and flow on down. That's exactly how I feel about
it. Yes, you said the right word, Diva, floating, because that is how you have us, lady. You take us somewhere that is so relaxing, and I understand that those words that you speak are girl, you and my my head. I'm telling you. But, sweetie, oh, man, thank you so much for that beautiful, beautiful piece. And thank you so much for, bringing yourself on here.
Yes.
I know you don't feel well, and I'm going to send some light your way. I hope you quick healing. You know, and you relax.
Mm-hmm.
Rest, you get plenty of fluid.
Yes.
Okay.
Do.
Keep some herbs
thank
up in
so
the air.
Thank you both.
Oh, feel
thank
better,
you.
Sweetie. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Baby, I feel for anybody that has that. It ain't nothing new. I'm gonna bring a little bit of trouble back up in here again, but I don't think he's gonna cause any right now, just to give us the rundown. Oh, poetic! Can we borrow you for a second again, please?
Hold on, baby. I'll be right back. I'll be right back. Make me another drink. You know what I
Lord.
Like.
We're right here.
I'm sorry. Forgive me. I had to make sure that a certain bartender was, you know, aware that I would be coming.
All right.
Y'all insist on calling her a bartender. She is the mixologist.
Okay. I'm sorry. Forgive me.
Yeah.
You know what? She and I have an agreement. She will be whatever I call her, and she likes it.
Oh, shit.
Damn.
I said he wasn't going to be no more trouble.
What?
Here he go.
You know.
Oh, God. Okay. Damn, I forgot your name. Poetic.
That's
a damn
shame.
That's
me.
Lord. Me, ladies.
Get your cool cut. Sorry. That's
my God. Can you please give us the rundown for the week for Epiphany?
Sure. It would be my pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for the Get Down with your host, Anonymity, and guest host, J. Rob the White Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night, y'all's return to Renaissance Poetry. I know you've been missing it, but it's back with your host, Keith Eric, and that's at 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Saturday night, join me, Poetic, and let's talk about it where we do date night differently. Please make sure you come through. We're going to have a topic this. Sunday night, the Inspiration Factory with your host, Divine Inspiration, a.k.a. Paul Sampson, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night, y'all, we got the King and Queen's Quarters with King Atterbury and Queen Simmons. And then Tuesday night, man, listen, Mojave is back with War Council. And if you missed the Honey Dripper show last night, ooh, my God, you'll probably get pregnant if you listen to the replay. And then Wednesday night, we'll be back in the Love Zone with Miss VIP and La Pearl, La Negra. Ladies, back to you.
Thank you, Poetic.
Thank you very much
for that. Going back over there to
your mixologist.
To the mixologist.
Your baby.
Y'all got me just confabulated.
What?
Lord, have mercy. Oh, Lord. Thank you for that rundown. And all right, look, I'm going back over there.
Got to go. My drink is waiting. The conversation is hot. And her lips are wet.
Yes.
Oh,
oh
okay.
Lord.
One love, one mic.
Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. One love, one mic.
I said he wasn't going to be in trouble. I said he wasn't going to be no more trouble. What'd he do?
Mm-hmm. Trouble.
Come up in here. Like
trouble's
that.
All get out.
Mm-hmm.
Trouble's
okay.
All get out.
We're going to open up this next mic. I didn't even program the name, but we got us open. Area code 973, welcome to the Love Zone. Who do we have on the mic?
Welcome. Good evening, Divas. This is Wina.
Hi, Wina. I knew I recognized the number. I just couldn't figure out the name to it. Thanks to Mr. Troublesome. Poetic, Tahab got me a little off balance right now, but it's all good. How you doing tonight, Diva?
I am wonderful. I am enjoying the show. You ladies are doing great. I love some Anita Baker. That really set the mood.
Girl, I'm trying to tell you, that song, whomever I get with, when I decide to totally open, if they play that song, they going to get pregnant by me. I'm trying to tell you.
Oh.
Man. I ain't gonna get pregnant. They gonna get pregnant. They gonna feel like when I get done with their ass, because that is one song that does it for me. I'm trying to not in the right brain, but I'm gonna wear that ass out. I'm trying to tell you, it's gonna be a terribly wonderful thing. Yeah.
Oh goodness, I know that's right.
I'm a violator.
For the old and the new.
Ooh, I'm trying to tell you. But I have to ask you the question for the evening. Are you ready, Queen Simmons?
Absolutely.
How do you handle a relationship when your partner has an extremely higher sex drive than you?
How would I handle a situation? Not had that happen. I've had periods when we weren't on the same page sexually. I think that's what counts. I mean, if you're with a person and you've been with them for a while and all of a sudden there's like a change in the sex drive, that's different than, I guess, meeting someone with a higher sex drive. I think if I met someone with a higher sex drive, I would have to learn their love language, because a lot of it isn't always just the physical act that makes the sexual encounters good, you know? I think that there's levels and layers to satisfying a person that if you dive deep into them, you can find other ways, new exciting ways to satisfy your partner other than just, you know, getting yourself checked, trying to keep up. I think, you know, you got to get creative sometimes. You got to get creative.
Absolutely.
In other ways.
Absolutely. Ain't nothing wrong with that, honey. Look.
All right.
I'm going to behave because I'm ready to talk some smack. But I know you brought something delicious for us to listen to tonight. So whenever you're ready,
yes.
The mic is yours.
Okay. This is a piece called In the Meantime. You are a beautiful excuse, a reluctant encouragement of words, a turn from mood indigo to a violent violet, cutting across night's bare black chest like lightning. Exciting. You gave me something to expect, to accept in return for taking a blind next step. Yes. You paved the way, laid in the fragrant scent of possible with its notes of woods and could. You know, when a sapio gets sexual, it's a different kind of good, and you're good. Mahogany hulk with words, delicate as baby swallows, saccharine and heady as honeysuckle, heavy with promise like low-hanging fruit, an excuse. Not to wait for forever, not to reach for better. Promises and prose leaving me a meter wide open, fat with satisfaction. And though I know our interaction is a distraction from the conflict of my own existence, I want more. That's what I ask the universe for. More than just a date or a place to wait. As I accept my fate, relegated to a solid state, I want more than an excuse not to love myself, trust myself, explore the nuances of being objective without being the object of someone's affections. I want more. But the flip side of this is that a lifetime exists where I get to suckle your neck, lay wet pecks on your chest, sip your bottom lip. A lifetime exists where you'd be nipping my earlobes, embracing my waist, kissing the thick of my hip. And I want more. I want to draw you closer in slow inches where we explore the unbearable lightness of just being, a marriage of sensations and senses, a tangle of promises and sweat-stained sheets. A lifetime exists where we take slow tokes and deep strokes, where we be grown folks with longing throats, drinking deep from each other's need for more in slow, deep inches. And a lifetime exists where you lick patterns into the shivers that run down my spine, punctuating it with a bite on my behind. A lifetime exists where we mince bodies but not words, an imagined interaction, a beautiful distraction, a meantime for the passion that bruises me purple, a pool of blue to plunge into, a beautiful excuse to be loosed of my clothes and my mind, a beautiful reason to be lost in the meantime, in the set piece.
A beautiful distraction, a beautiful excuse. Talk that talk, sis. That's what I am talking about. I love that. I ain't going to skip over the sexual innuendos, but the that right there, those lines right there, you started off with you are a beautiful distraction. I love that. I talk that kind of shit, yo. I'm trying to tell you. Yeah, who gives it to him like that? Yeah. I love it because it comes natural. Yes, I'll be feeling like that. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Did you say, Queen, with a sapio, it's a different kind of good? What was that? It
was when a sapio gets sexual, it's a different kind of good.
Yes. Stimulate my mind.
Goes back to a line.
I'm head right back. Yes.
Like my mom used to say. She used to say before you can get into a person's bed, you need to get into their head. That's what a fun part is.
No,
get in their head before you get in their bed.
I'm trying to tell you, get in my head, all my lips get wet. Okay, this ain't the honey dripper. This is the love zone, Lord.
Okay, but Lord.
Too much.
That was a beautiful, beautiful
cover from last night.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh, I'm getting tongue-tied here. Y'all got me messed up tonight, really. Oh God, I'm trying to get myself together. I feel honestly, last night's show was hot, but tonight has got me stuttering, forgetting folks' names, and I'm warm.
Warm.
You were warming me the whole time.
It's getting hot in here. Yes, it is.
I'm going to send you over to the Love Lounge, but before I do, Queen, can you please tell us what you got going on in the world of Epiphany and the other side of the poetry world?
Absolutely. So every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I am one half host of King and Queen's Quarters with my co-host King Atterbury and myself, Queen Simmons. Also on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, when I'm part host of the Poetry Corner, and on YouTube and Facebook Live on the Let's Talk Network. Back over to you, ladies.
Thank you for that. I'm going to send you over there to the Love Lounge. You go on and order your drink. Drinks are always on the house. And we got the mixologist. If you can pull her away, well, it won't be that hard because she's always on her job. But she ain't going to spend no time talking to me because poetic occupies time.
Yeah.
Managing some of the guys in the lounge seems to be a full-time job in and of itself. But she got it. She's the best.
I'm telling you, I bring nothing but the best. So she is the mixologist, I'm trying to tell you. Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay.
All right, Queen. Right. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Diva, before I open up this next microphone, can you give us another station ID, please?
You got it.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network. Your number one hit station in town. This is
This is Sonic, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Welcome back, everyone. You heard this is Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. I'm your host, La Perla Negra, and I am joined by my sexy, sultry voice diva, Miss VIP. Let's just say we open up this next microphone to one of our favorite New York joints. As a matter of fact, this is the poet laureate, that sexy intellectual. We got us J-Rob the Wise Son. Welcome to Love Zone. How you doing tonight?
I got to get my love zone voice going. Hey,
oh, okay.
Hey,
go ahead, baby.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
How y'all doing tonight?
Oh, my. Oh, my mercy. Oh, my soul.
I want some love zone shit right about now. So how y'all doing?
Oh.
After I heard some Sapio suckling and nipple licking fantasy persuasion poetry, I just had to come on this show and come on this show.
Oh.
Yeah,
you know what?
Stroke my poetry and come on the show.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I said I was hoping I can slowly scribe, stroking my pen, and perhaps end my piece coming on your show. If that makes sense.
Wow.
You keep talking like that. You can do whatever you want. I'm glad to hear that you're you've taken such an interest in this show, and I hope you are enjoying the topic that we are discussing tonight as well. Oh, Lord have mercy. I'm going to let my diva ask you the question. I believe it's her turn. I think y'all got me mixed up.
Yes. Well, J-Rob, the wise son. We want to
know. For this evening, sweetheart, you didn't got to say the whole name. Just either call me J-Rob or just call me Wise.
Ooh. Well, J-Rob, how do you handle a relationship when your partner has an extremely high sex drive than you?
What is so interesting about this question, I honestly don't think that woman has been born yet. If you have if you can match my drive, shit, then we both gonna be reckless on the highway of happiness.
All right, now
passion, breaking almost every law in the 48 states, and if you can keep up, there's about 48 more we need to break.
All right, now.
But if her drive is heavier than mine, I wanted to prove it. Fuck that.
Yes.
You know what?
Damn.
I'm just saying.
Okay. Lord.
I dated one woman who told me, and she's a Scorpio. Not that that makes a big difference, but she's like, you know, I have an extremely high sex drive. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Eat a lot of Cheerios, sweetheart, because this is not a, this ain't a sprint. This is a marathon. This is a contact sport.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know what? I know that Scorpios are very, very freaky. It's almost no holds barred with them. But as far as drive goes, I just, you know,
Libra's got this on smash. Libra's want to watch you. Libra's want to watch you do you, and then move your hands out the way and say, this is how it's supposed to be done.
Oh, my.
You know what? I'm going to tell you about Libras. I've dealt with two of them in my lifetime, and the best sex I ever had was with a Libra.
Goddamn right.
So, I have to admit.
Well,
now, I haven't been with every time, but I'm just saying.
Let me say it better than that. That was the best sex you ever had so far.
So far.
All
you
right
have
now.
The peak jet, and you only know a couple of Libras.
Yeah, only a couple.
Wow. Lord have mercy.
That's why this is such a nice conversation for me, because I take this sport very seriously.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I wish she would, since she has a higher sex drive than me. Because after I stop laughing, I'm going right back to those two words. Prove it. It's only Monday.
Yeah.
And if your health insurance can cover where we're going, then you should keep up.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right now.
My bad. I'm sorry. I just take that kind of a term personal. I'm like, okay. Sort of like when you meet someone who says, when a guy meets a woman and she says, I've never had an orgasm before during sex, and you're like, guys used to try to take that on and be like, I'm going to make her come. Like, nah, man. You can't make her come sexually. You got to make her come intellectually and then ease your way into the physical. And then slide your way into the intimacy, and then look at her in the eyes and just roll your eyes and say, Lord, forgive me for what I'm about to do for the next 2 hours.
Yeah.
And tomorrow.
J-Rob?
I'm sorry. Yes, ma'am.
J-Rob. My Lord. You know what? While my diva tries to recuperate, she tries to compose herself, and me too, maybe. Could you please recite this delicious, sexy, delectable piece that I know you're going to do? Please. You're killing me.
It'll be my honor. This piece is called My Perfection.
The mic is yours.
She was a poem that was yet to be written, and she has no idea. She is the reason that I grab and hold. So let me listen to you whisper all of the things that turn you on, but you have to make it in a dirty language. While your dreams slumber, twisted in silk sheets and fantasies are whispered in my pierced ear, and then I want you to write them down in a long forgotten language, like a tattoo that you couldn't wait to have. And then kiss me with your tongue all the way in my throat, like a twisted vocabulary lullaby from my mouth to your lips, to that spot on your neck that sounds like you whispered, oh shit. And then let me play mind games with your sex appeal, and then stare and share sexy, shameless thoughts that are dirty with your secret inhibitions from different positions. As we play Red Rover, bring your over in this hot bubble bath. And then let me lose myself in everything that makes your pulse quicken in between good licking, no sticking, in a manner that's reminiscent of children's. Reminiscent of children's romantic stories that sound like the perfect dream that's about to come true. And then let me cure your apprehension of whatever this is with rigid thoughts of us, with rigor mortis extensions that like to swim inside of the wetness of your bare accessories as I lick your necessities, as I want creamy desires to say this belongs in your mouth, and then wrap your arms around me. Kiss me like today might be my last day, and just in case you want me to kiss you right back, because I know if you do, you really are about to believe that dreams do come true while I am in French kissing you, because you happen to be the best thing that's ever happened to my dreams. You give my fantasies a reference point, captured my attention through my imagination while giving visuals of us true meaning. I just hope that someday I can return the favor and be everything for you, one kiss at a time, because I have every intention not to fuck you that hard. I just want to make your motherfucking freckles smile while teardrops drip from each of them as they harmoniously say together, thank you. And that's that piece, the end of my poem.
Oh my goodness! I forgot what I wanted to ask, what question I wanted to ask you, because that was, I'm trembling right now. Dee, will you go ahead and say something, please? Because
oh, absolutely. You know what? I just have one word for this. Yes. Okay? Yes. All that. Hell yeah. That's two words. But well, I didn't know whether to swoon or, you know, dunk my head in the freezer for a second. But Lord. I'm very, it's hot, really hot. Okay. I enjoyed it. I did. But yes, absolutely. Yes, please. All of it.
I know what I wanted to say. Tell me to do it again.
Oh, yes. Oh, come on. This is just as good as I love it when, Lord have mercy. I cannot.
No. That
okay.
piece, I love it.
Okay.
Oh, I love it. Tell when, me. Oh, girl.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So, and now this piece, and I'm like, just yes, please, yes, whatever. What did you say?
I'm just trying to keep up with all of these other poets.
Keep up, yeah. It's up, all right. Okay. That piece
mm-hmm.
was sensuous. It was so hot. It was controlling, and
mm-hmm.
it was delicious. And I loved it.
Holy delicious. I'm salivating.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you so much.
Salivating is a
for
good
that.
Thing.
It is. It's definitely a wonderful
mm-hmm.
thing. Yes.
It's a wonderful dripping sensation that oftentimes gets ignored. And unfortunately, not enough people want to take out the time to relinquish those that are in a position of like that, things that they've been missing the most from that.
Well, you sound very muffled, James.
Nothing. I
hear.
Those are wonderful feelings to have.
Mm-hmm.
They are. They are. Yeah, they are. Like I said, tell me to do it again. I'm a good girl. I promise. Thank you very much, J-Ra.
Yes.
Okay, listen.
Before we let you go.
Before we let you go, can you tell us what you got going on in the Epiphany Universe, please?
Tomorrow night, Epiphany Radio presents The Get Down. With your host, the poet Anonymity, co-host Van Middles, J. Rob the Wise Son. And tomorrow night, the Get Down presents the Slow Jams edition. What poetry comes off of your tongue from your favorite slow jam? And what is that slow jam? You want to hear it. This is what we're about to do, and we got some doozies coming up, so can't wait to hear from you.
Wow. I can't wait to. Me too, neither. Wow. I love it. All right. Bye, son. We're going to send you over to the Love Lounge. Go in there and grab yourself a drink or two or four. The drinks are on the house. Grab your wine or whatever. There is a special box of your favorite smokes.
In the Thermidor. Oh, boy.
Yes,
I told
Kalinda to put them to the side for you, okay? You go on in there, she knows exactly what to do. You just put that finger in the air and she got you. All right?
Sure, you're right.
One love, one money.
Y'all have a good
one love, one money.
Okay. Oh, Lord have mercy. They doing it. They did the thing to me, and we ain't done. Because we got another caller in here, and I'm about to open up their microphone.
All right.
Area code 562. Welcome to the Love Zone. Who do we have on the mic?
Welcome.
Good evening. Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
We can.
Who do we have on the mic?
Thank you. I am Complicated Passions.
Well, welcome back. Welcome back. It's good to hear from you again. My goodness. I am a fan. Of the name, the poetry, the poet, everything. Wow. Good to hear.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. God, I know we in trouble, Diva. All right. Complicated Passions. Are you ready for the question of the evening?
Oh, yeah. Let me pop that thing.
All right. The question is, how do you handle a relationship when your partner has an extremely higher sex drive than you?
When I say, how do you love me after you make love to me? You make love to me again.
Wow. Wow. That'll work.
Mm.
That will definitely work.
Mm-hmm. That works.
Works for me. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So We'd like to know here at the Love Zone, what did you bring delicious for our ears to listen to tonight?
I'm going to love you with all of my senses, not just the five dimension, my 360 coming in dimension, encompassing this reality. If I were making love, I would inhale the scent of you like the shoot do. Take your breath away like a silent movie to be deeper into you, you singing to me and I come alive. The fire in your body engulfs the depth of my soul, and I feel you like music. You see, she was a love poem, and now she's that motion picture I want to star in. Not just acting, I wanted that dark man blues thing, loving the queen. I wanted to hero myself in, taking chances, loving her like she wants to be. So I told her, take this like you own me. No doubt I'm about this life, two souls becoming one. If it's you setting the scale for me, asking when my love's in need, speaking R.I.P. to the love I used to be addicted to. Yes, I found myself addicted. I had to drop digits. My wanting to hear sexy, damn, I wanted to taste it. Like a drug, it had me. It was like confirmation, and in another moment, I had to have it, making those pillows scream once again, to have her taking me deep like my dream. It's got me addicted. You see, it's been a while since I've tasted beautiful, arousing earth tones. She be like coffee in my mornings. Her essence flows through me. I tell her she's that preview to my pain. We love hard. Have you ever felt black rain? I can never let her go. She tells me the same. And she says, I'm your fiend, dark man. She's off the chain. Called me the macking game. I'm just hungry for her love. I show her I'm in this, that I miss this. I want to be this, where the wild things dwell. Call me passion when I say I love you. Tell me I can't touch you this way. Dare me when I say I won't stop. Call me too much when more is all I want. Have my thoughts as your playground. Fill me. I'll be poetry. Blind eye detailing a flower coming for you when you bloom, wanting to be where the wild things dwell. I am complicated passions, the voice behind this pen.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I saw a lot in my mind, I tell you that. I saw a lot. That piece was dope.
It was indeed. You said, I want to be this. Oh, that was enough for me. Oh, God. That was.
Here we go.
I can't even think of the word for it right now. That was,
okay.
It was beautiful. It was soft, but it was, it's has a bit of controlling, I don't know how to say it. I can't think of the word right now, but I love the power behind it, the words.
There's a little dominance in there, you think?
Yeah, the dominance, yes. That's the word. I should know better. Complicated passions, that you are indeed, and it's absolutely delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank you for calling in. Please do not be a stranger. Please. It will always
I'm definitely coming back to Blog Talk. I haven't been on Blog Talk in a long time. And I think a couple of weeks ago was the first time I had been on in like maybe 5 years. So, I'm definitely going to come back and share. Now, if you want to hear more of me, I'm going to be on the Book Slam on Clubhouse on April the 26th, It's going to be live. I got some of my friends coming over to share in a moment that's called Dark Man Blues Presents. So if you know who I am, I also wrote Dark Man Blues, a series, and so I'm bringing a bunch of my friends to spit. I don't know what they're going to share. I told them they can share whatever they want, but me, I'm going to be like, if I were making love, you would be the only recipe I need.
Wow. Well, complicated passions. May I ask how does one find you on Facebook or Instagram, or where does one find you?
On Instagram, I am dark_man_blue. On Facebook, I am Samuel Rain. And on Facebook, yeah. And so you can find me on those two things. And that's where I do my thing right now, besides doing live shows across around the country. What's that?
Could you spell your last name, please?
Okay, so no, well, the Rain is my middle name. I don't use my whole government on Facebook because I had a page and it went away. But if you want to Google me, you can Google Complicated Passions. You can Google Dark Man Blues. You can Google Samuel Rain, or you can Google Samuel Rain Benjamin. I'm all those on social media.
All right. Thank you for that. Okay.
Thank you, lady.
All right, yeah. I'm going to send you over to the Love Lounge. You go over there and get yourself a drink and sit back, put your feet up, take your socks off. Baby.
Now, see, back in the day, I would have to take both of you to the Love Lounge with me, so I wouldn't go alone. But definitely a story. So when I come back to this show again, we can talk about the Love Lounge and complicated
We can
passions.
Definitely talk about it. Definitely. I'll be waiting.
Well, thank you for allowing me to share.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
One love, one mind.
Wow.
I told you. Diva, we're going to open up this next microphone. Oh, we got us a sweet mi bella. Como esta, bella?
Hey.
Welcome to the Love Zone.
Hey.
Hi.
I love you.
Love you too, Bella. It's so good to hear your voice because we don't get to hear it that often these days. I know you're a hardworking woman and you're doing what you got to do with your beautiful self. They give you the right name, I tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So how you been, beautiful one?
More sleeping. I'm sleeping. And I adopted the rescue dog. And and then try to work. And during the resting days, I sleep all throughout. So my waking hours is lesser and lesser. But I'm wonderful. Thank you. They said that resting or sleeping will make your skin, you know, look better. Your face look younger. So I'm okay with that.
That is all right. We're just happy to hear it from you again, you know, because we've been missing your voice up in here and your poetry. Oh, man, I can't wait for you to get to this piece. So my diva is going to ask you the question of the evening.
Hola, diva.
Hey, my diva. So tell us, Bella. How do you handle a relationship when your partner has an extremely higher sex drive than you? Or have you experienced that?
I've been trying to recite this like over and over since this time I chimed in here. I wanted to say it like how, confident woman would say it. If you can't beat them, join them. So that's what I'm saying.
I know that's right.
Oh, no, that's great. All right.
Just really like it.
Yes, yes, I know that's right. Yeah, I agree. I so agree. Now, Mibella, what did you bring tonight? Delicious for our ears to listen to.
I have a gift for both of you beautiful ladies. And this one is a subtle sultry. So I hope you will like it.
The mic is yours.
Torrential Breath by Mibella. And it sounded like poetry, the symposium of your breathless euphony, and boosting tenderness escape from your torrential breath. You warm my almond nape, while your flesh breath my bosom like they were pages from Kama Sutra. You crave to turn page by page. Then your sibilance encapsulated my lips, the beautiful stranger. He left trails and trailing goosebumps between my naked skin, between my thighs, soaping goose. And I begged and begged for your strokes to deepen until a poem is formed inside me, to let my onomatopoeia drip between sweet repetition for you to savor over and over. Ablabia. Adasta per luna eterno mi ad anima. From the lips to the stars, to the moon, and back to my soul. Te amo. And to...
Te amo. Oh, God. Bella, you know what? You just have a way of saying things, and then you switch from speaking Spanish to back to English, and the Lord have mercy. And your pieces are always so beautiful. It's your voice, and you have some power behind your voice. As soft-spoken as it is, you still have a lot of power that you push behind it, and you make us feel your pieces because you are another one that gives a visual. God.
Absolutely. Yes. Look, I'm like this. What she said, girl, you could seriously bring on the imagery. Wow. And like Danielle said, you have that type of voice that just, whew. I mean, I kind of float with you too, Bella.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yes, that piece was beautiful, babe. Beautiful. It's good to hear you.
It is, love. Thank you so much for calling in. Try not to be a stranger. You know, we're always here with a open mic waiting for you all the time. And you're always in my prayers, love.
Thank you very much. And I hope my cuckoo, I have a rooster right there in the backyard, cuckoo in. So
a
sorry,
rooster?
I hope it didn't ruin. Yeah, I have all the things going on inside my house.
Okay.
Sorry.
Ain't nothing wrong with a little cock once in a while. Ain't nothing wrong with a little cock running around.
Thank you very much. You guys made me laugh so much, and I admire your magic, the both of you, the tandem. It's so beautiful to have you guys. I mean, listening to you. And I really wanted to have this day because I've been seeing your name, Alapura, and hers too. And even though it's a little bit hard for me sometimes to talk a lot of things because I get out of breath, I want to be with you guys. Thank you for making me laugh and making me smile tonight.
Absolutely. Anytime, love. Thank you for your beautiful spirit and energy, sweetheart. We really, really love you. And we're always
and then
one love.
She's
such a doll. She is such a doll, baby.
She really
Diva.
Is. Mm-hmm.
We We're about to be in trouble again. We're about to be in trouble.
Look, I got my ice. Look, I got my water next to me this time. I'm ready.
You got your water? All right, here we go. This is my favorite New York joint, and Mojave. Welcome to the Love Zone. How you doing tonight, love?
Hey, Javi. Javi, are you muted?
Or asleep?
Uh-oh.
Oh. Okay, I think he's preoccupied. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. We're going to have to let this one go. All right.
Hey, Diva, how about you and I do one more piece?
I got something for you, but you go ahead and do yours, and I'll take us out with mine.
Okay. I'm going to do this old piece. It's called Hidden No More.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. I thought I could stay in the closet, remain well hidden. All my secrets are spilling out on his bed. How I like to be spanked and bitten. My eyes got wide. He just pulled out silk ties. He is pulling between my thighs, and I'm helpless to resist. Damn if I asked him to desist. My arms are tied behind my back. My breasts are jutting out. He just put clamps on my nipples. I'm going to swoon. It's about to go down in this room. Gentle tugs, then not. Push against the wall. His lips travel all over, and my body begins to tremble. He got to my treasure. Bit inside my thighs. Hung me so well I came in ecstasy. It was his pleasure. He said to me, I thought I knew what was coming next until I was led from the wall to the bed. He sat down and put me over his knee and proceeded to spank me, screamed in pain and demanded he stop, not noticing my lady part was doing a drip drop on the floor. After a minute, he stopped. My ass was red. My eyes were wet from crying. He kissed me. Jammed in two fingers, and I came so hard I felt like I was dying. In climax, screaming, he inserted himself into me. Went so deep I soared, then he came so hard he roared. That was for him. Take off the ties now. It's my turn. I'm getting my feather, motion lotion, some ice, blindfold in a tie to make him crash and burn. That's that piece.
We just can't stop with the hotness, can we? Lord, have mercy, Diva. Yeah.
That's just something to leave the audience thinking, or that bedtime, the two little short bedtime stories.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. I got one more piece up in me. I don't know if it's as hot as yours, but it's a little heated. Y'all ready?
All right. The mic is yours.
Thank you. This is called The Accepted Apology. She hated being distant. So after simmering down from an argument, she walked in the room, over to the back of the chair he's sitting in, gently places a hand on his shoulder, the other on his cheek, leans in and says, I'm sorry, baby, asking, can we kiss and make up, while placing soft kisses on his neck. Her kisses always sent a warm haze through him, and his passion would always take over. He took her hand as he stood up to turn and face her. He directed her around the chair close to his body, staring in her eyes for a bit before grabbing and lifting her leg so he could slide inside his heaven. Pussy always felt like home. still staring at her, her eyes rolled back with a moan, calling out, "Oh, baby." As he entered her with a slow, deep thrust, he lifted her other leg and she started her ride in, right in sync with his rhythm. Never missing a beat, he walked them both to the bathroom, reaching in the shower, her favorite place to make love, fumbling for the knob to turn on the water. She stops her ride, sliding down off him and kneels, putting him in her mouth as he still fumbles to adjust the water temperature. He starts moaning and fucking her face. Her mouth was always juicy and ready for him, and he knew she was his. He was ready to bust, but not before she got hers, so he pulled away, took her hand and said, "Come on, baby." She stepped in under the water, turning to face it. It was the perfect temperature. He stepped right in behind her, dick still rock hard, pressing his body against her back, grinding on her ass, sliding her hair over to kiss her and suck on her neck while reaching his hand around to play with her nipple and using the other to press that love button. He could feel the silky wetness sliding his fingers inside and could tell she was about to release. So he quickly removed his fingers as his voice deepened, telling her, "Baby, turn around." He was kissing her body and kneeling till his lips greeted hers. He moaned, slurping and licking as he spread her lips and began to feast. Didn't take long before she was gushing in his mouth and all over his face. Now he wanted to be inside her again, so he stood up, slowly moved her back against the shower wall, this time lifting her to wrap both legs around him. Slow, long strokes, passionate kissing, and combined moans of ecstasy filled the air. When they finished, put a hand gently on her face and said, "Apology accepted." And that's that piece.
Yes, yes. Ooh.
Viva.
Well, Viva, I see.
Yes.
I see it.
This. Wait now. We can't end it right now. You know what? I'm gonna try Javi one more time, and if not, we're gonna go to the next caller. Right.
All righty.
Well, Javi. Okay. Now it's a wrap. Javi, can you hear us?
I think he's out.
All right. Well, we tried. So I'm going to open up this next microphone. We got ourselves a Just Jay. Hey, Jay, welcome to the love.
I heard you were having the theme on that piece, girl. Both of you girls, I'm doing. Got me bouncing off the wall in this joint.
It wasn't my idea. I swear it wasn't. It was all her tonight.
It sounded like a choreographed strike to me. You know, you came in from the east, you came in from the west, and y'all went ahead and hit it how y'all wanted to. You know what I'm saying?
Did you just sit quiet and this was a waylay? Is that what you were saying?
You know what? I like what you said better than I did, so I'm going to roll with what you said.
All right. Well, I'm glad you called in. You made it into the show. Yeah. Okay. I think it's my turn to ask the question of the evening. Are you ready? Okay.
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. All right. How do you handle a relationship when your partner has an extremely higher sex drive than you?
You know what? I have always thought that that's what I had wanted. And I had got that one time with this gal in Detroit named Sabrina. And it was a turnoff for me for some reason.
Really?
And she wasn't like a slutty type of gal or nothing like that. It's just that her sex drive was really just geared like mine was. And it wasn't what I thought it was going to be. It was like a house guest after 3 days to get old, whatever they call it. But yeah.
Okay.
The older me would be able to handle it just fine. You know what I'm saying? I would do more watching. I would do more of things to burn off that energy rather than going ahead and throwing myself in there fully. But I would definitely be engaged with that because I would want that to always be associated with me.
Okay. Okay. That's fair. All right. Well, I know you brought something delicious for us to listen to tonight. So
I have a really short piece.
That's all right.
All right.
Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right, ladies, I appreciate y'all. All right. Tasty was the salinity of her chemistry. She was balanced in every way. She was afraid of not being enough, so humility was her way. And her path was laid in the attractiveness of dexterity as roses swooned in her wake. From her smile to her scowl, it was all generated from inner sincerity. If I spoke, she heard me, and I always waited patiently for her words. Words. Her words were tipped with honey. Poem.
Wow. You know what? Your pieces, though, some of them may be very short, they still say a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Very profound in the message that you're getting across. I like to hear you spit. Diva?
Yes. My diva said, it's very short, but it was poignant and to the point. And that's something I like about your pieces. Your longer ones were more of like a story type or like representing a character. This one here is just short, to the point, and sweet. You know what I'm saying? I liked it. Thank you.
You know, I've been trying to work on doing poems about this length. Because actually, since I've been looking up these poem books and all this other type of stuff, they're not really long poems like some of my because I have branched over into longer poems. And the poems that I see in these books are the ones that I see, like when I on Women's Month, I was looking up different poems to read that black women had did. They were all relatively around this length or just a little bit longer. I didn't really mess around with nothing shorter than that. But I was seeing how they were able to go ahead and get out a full thought, a full process, and still have something that you could be like, now that was a poem.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. Uh-huh.
I've been diving over to the sensuality as well, too. I've been trying to encourage more people to go ahead and get onto it, you know, like you could do a poem that's all about sex and really never talk about sex. It'd be like on some, if you ask a Mason, like, what y'all do there?
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of talk, but you ain't really seen that.
That's right, though. Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. That's when I talk about it, that's what I try not to speak on it a whole lot, unless I just want to be raunchy and nasty, you know. But
It's just like that. You got to give us a quick jab, like, wake up. It's a ball game over here.
Once in a while, yeah, you definitely do. But back to what you were saying, yeah, you can definitely be sensuous and sexual without using such, you know, a lot of vulgarity and stuff. So, but it's time for us to get up out of here, Jay. I really appreciate you calling in. Love the peace.
Yeah.
And
I appreciate that.
I'm gonna put you over there in the Love Lounge. You can grab a drink from the mixologist before they shut the club down. I don't know if they're going after that. Thank you for coming. One love.
Thank you so much. One love.
Hey, I appreciate y'all having me. You know, this right here felt good. I needed that tonight.
Me too.
All right. Wow, Diva. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
This show tonight. I'm calm, but earlier, in the beginning and the middle of the show, honey, they had me. My thighs was all warm, and my midsection was warm. And then it was creeping up my back, and I was like, oh, I almost let my locks fall. You know how I get. girl, thank you so much once again for always riding with me and getting through this. You got any closing words?
Everybody, just thank you so much for coming out tonight. Listen, in spite of the heat, we felt the love. So we thank you for participating. Y'all be safe. Take care of yourselves. God bless. Diva.
Yes. I want to thank everybody that came through with this incredible poetry, your commentary, your conversation, and your unique styles. I love all of you guys. I'm a fan of each and every one of you. Just thank you. Continue to love one another and respect each other, and get that good relationship going with yourself. It's going to have that relationship for the rest of your life. All right, and y'all be safe. We got another strain out there that called for another mask mandate. So use common sense, like I said. If you're not feeling good, stay away from people until you start feeling better. And with that, everybody, hey, I think I'm going to take us out with this and say peace.
I'm a Capricorn, I came here to get mannish. Ooh, I know it's good when you start speaking Spanish. Very sexually, you're full of energy. After I'm done, you're still telling me you won't let a Gemini. Ooh, what a sex drive. She wanted it from the front, back, left, and the right. Baby, I will guarantee to give you everything your body's missing. Baby, She had no limit to where she'd go.
Oh yeah.
She was so damn sexual. She said, Tyrese, are you ready for me? I'll do anything to the feel
oh, yeah.
you need. Tell me what you want, and I got you, babe. Whisper in my ear while I'm driving you crazy. I'll smack it from the side while I'm grabbing them thighs. Now I know what Zodiac signs are all about.
Are you that Zodiac freak I've been looking for?
Girl, you've been sending me
signs of the making. And you make me say,
you make me say, baby.
Kind of sexy, baby. You say Capricorn.